I got very annoyed recently on behalf of women everywhere, as I am prone to do. This is my one sometimes. I got very annoyed by an ad that just shocked me with its sheer sexism. It's blatant misogyny. And I'm sure you've seen it. It was on before Christmas. Probably for the sake of the DVD, I'll say it was an ad for a well-known chemist. And in the ad, right, I'm sure you've seen it. There's guys walking into an office, and he's looking for painkillers from his co-workers, and all the women have got them, and they all put up their hands, yeah, you know the one? And the voiceover, by a woman, she goes, "They say that women are better than men at dealing with pain." "No, we're not. We just remember to buy painkillers." Fuck you, lady. No. No, women are better than men at dealing with pain. That's a fact. And to have that taken from you by an ad, that's just rude. That's just not on, right? Look, there are differences between men and women, and the majority of them don't really matter in this day and age. It's frivolous. You know, I've done jokes about them in the past, but, you know, the differences between men and women don't really count for anything anymore. Yes, women are better at multitasking. Yes, men are better at lifting heavy things. But it doesn't matter, because we have computers to do our multitasking and forklift trucks to lift our heavy things. So who gives a shit, right? Both of which were invented by men. But that's not the issue. That's not the point I'm making. That's a separate thing. My point is that the differences between men and women just don't really matter anymore. Yes, ladies, you are less likely to get involved in a serious car accident than we men. But it doesn't matter, because you don't get the insurance breaks anymore. So, you know, these things don't matter. But the one that you can take to the bank, surely, the one that means something, is that women, because you have said... Women, I said, looking at a man. But women, because you have babies, you are genetically hardwired to have a higher tolerance for long-term physical pain. And that's something to be proud of. And to have it taken from you, to have it stolen from you by an ad by some ponytailed marketing cock trying to sell paracetamol, that's just evil. Every woman in that ad is a gender traitor, as far as I'm concerned. And if a man like me is getting annoyed by the sexism of an ad like that, I can only imagine how you bitches must feel, you know? Because I know how you just get wound up by the slightest fucking thing, you lot, you know? Not sure how to take that one. Not sure how to take that one. So you're going, Was he being sexist or was he just making a point about sexism? I'm not sure if I like him anymore. He's left me in a bit of a quandary here. Don't you worry your pretty little heads about it. The reason that ad annoyed me is because that whole thing about women having babies and having a higher tolerance for pain was on my mind at the time because my wife at the time was pregnant, right? We now have a baby because that's how that works. Which is not the most in-depth birds and the bees lecture you'll ever receive. But we have a baby. Anybody here got kids?
Yes!
You sound very happy about the no. I just love that. You were not filled with the joy of the miracle of life there.
Thanks for reminding us. Thanks for reminding us of the thing we came here to forget about. We thought we'd get a couple of hours of relief and you had to bring it up. To bring up the reason why it's more expensive for us to be here than it is for people who don't have to hire babysitters.
Certainly, when you're a new parent, you know, other parents who've been parents for a bit longer, they look at you with a real kind of, "Oh yeah, enjoying it, are you?" "Yeah, it gets harder. Oh, I tell you, they will suck the will to live right out of you. Ungrateful little shits." I'm still really enjoying it. Seriously, I really am. The novelty has not worn off yet. Partly because he's only 5 months old, and partly because I'm on fucking tour. So. It's a great way to keep things fresh, I'll tell you that much. Going on tour, the Tupperware of relationships. But he's great though. He's great. I love him. I didn't think it was possible to experience this level, this depth of pure, unconditional love for something so disgusting. They are revolting, babies, aren't they? Basically, I live with two people, and they both leak. I'm sorry, there's no nice way of saying it. It's a body fluid extravaganza in my house right now. Something is constantly being cleaned up, or put in the bin, or put in a bottle, and put in the fridge, or something, you know. It's icky. And the pressure that builds up inside a small child is something to behold. It really is. It's quite, nothing prepares you for that. You know, because you read the books, right? There's millions of books you can buy on bringing up kids, you know. That's why I always get annoyed when people excuse their bad parenting. You know, when people are just bad parents, you know, they feed their child crisps every breakfast, lunch, and dinner and make it sleep in a drawer. And then it's, oh, well, kids, they don't come with an instruction manual, do they? No, you have to buy one, you prick. They're like £7, you mean old bastard. But the books do not prepare you for the pressure that builds up inside a baby. You know how they say if a man had the strength of an ant, he could lift an 18-wheeler truck? If I could piss like my son, I could get it right in your mouth in the back there, Alex. Just from here, over the back of my head. Woohoo! Incredible. And the projectile vomiting. And not just the projectile, but he's just totally cool about it. You know, he's already mastered. He's more of a man than I have ever been, because he's already mastered the casual vomit, something I could never do. So I've always been jealous of my friends who could. You know, you've got your mates who'd be going and you'd be having a hard drinking session, and you'd have some mates who can just go, room for more beer. I can't do that. That's just not me. I'm like, when I'm sick, it's a biblical event. It comes out my nose, like, oh my God. Oh, they can stop. Oh, like I'm pulling muscles in me back, you know. And I was like, lads, you carry on. I'm just going to go home and go for the rest of the evening, because that's me done. But he's already, from the age of 2 weeks, he was more of a man than I've ever been. Just, bleh, give me more of that good stuff, baby. He's so casual about it. He'll puke on you and then look at you like you did it. It's like, what is this? Stop, that was you.
Don't think so. Doesn't sound like something I'd do.
And projectile vomiting and projectile pissing, they're understandable. But no one should be capable of projectile shitting. That shouldn't be a thing. And if somebody can, it should be some big muscular Arnold Schwarzenegger looking bloke, you know, and now for my next trick, you know. But not some delicate little veiny, almost transparent thing. It's amazing the force with which shit can fly out of a baby. If I was to feed him creosote instead of milk, I could do me fence with him, honestly.
Good even cover, doesn't it?
I'd like to see that on Dragon's Den. I think that's an idea. Whose time has come? That's an idea in search of investment right there. It's just nice being able to talk about him as well, though, because when my wife was pregnant, you know, when I'd say to people, we're having a baby, I'd get this. I'd go, oh, you don't look very excited. That's a weird thing to say, isn't it? To an expectant father, you don't look very excited. Well, I haven't just found out this second, and if I had, you wouldn't be the first person I'd tell. Because no offense, you're a tad judgmental. You don't look very excited. I can't spend 9 months in a constant state of high excitement. I'll be exhausted when he arrives. I can't spend 9 months crouched in front of my wife's vagina with a party hat on, holding a welcome sign. I'm looking forward to meeting him, but I've shit to do, cribs to buy, that sort of thing. And it's just... Okay.
He's still laughing at your Mickey Dolan story, I think you could be fine.
Suddenly laughter out of nowhere. But it's nice just being able to tell people, because the first 3 months you don't tell anyone, you know, just in case it doesn't work out. It's just, you know, the first 3 months are sort of touch and go. But the first 3 months, because of the mood swings and the morning sickness, they're the hardest 3 months for the woman, and by extension, for whoever has to live with that woman. It's a bit like living with an abusive alcoholic. I think that's the best way to describe it. You all right there, love?
No, I'm going to be sick. I need a piss. I hate you. You did this to me. You can't tell anyone about this.
And she got that pregnant brain thing that some women get. Not all women get it. But some women get a thing where, you know, where they just get a thing called pregnant brain where basically it's like someone just turns down the dimmer switch. Just a little bit. Not all women get it, but my wife got it, and my wife had a long way to fall. I married a very intelligent woman, bright as a button, sharp as a tack, mind like a steel trap when it comes to facts. But for about 7 months there, I was waking up every morning next to a fucking moron. It was incredible. I was like, who are you? What have you done with my wife? I miss her. Who is it? She couldn't remember her own name. Couldn't remember the name of anything. Everything was this. Everything was, oh, I need the thing. The thing, pass me the thing. What thing, love? Use your words. We used to talk. What happened to us? The thing. I need the thing. You need to be more specific. That's what you need. The thing, the thing, the thing with the buttons to make the picture change. The thing. I think you'll find that's called the doofer.